So the news has been reporting that UNRWA is taking advantage of the vacuum that has been created in Gaza and is now operating schools for up to 300,000 students in Gaza. To help us understand what on earth is going on is David Bedin, a journalist and founder of the Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research Center. David, firstly, I hope I've pronounced your surname correctly. That's number one.
David Bedin is how you pronounce my name correctly.
Ah, then I did fine. Then I did good. So then, David, let's
No,
get on
you
to the
did
story
fine,
about. David,
and
let's
God
get on to
bless
the
you. They're one of
story.
the few, it's
No,
one of the
Craig,
few
please
few
call
things.
back. Please, yeah, let's rather. I think we're going to have issues with that line for whatever reason this afternoon. And one thing I have learned over the past couple of days is it doesn't get any better. So if it's bad, cut it and rather let's try go back. In the meantime, though, I want to go back to the SMS line. Michael Cohen says, so what's this famous song that Ronnie asked for? It was the Kifness. Some weird and wonderful thing from the Kifness. I'll come back to the SMS line in just a little moment. I believe that I have David back on the line with me. David, I hope the line's better this time. Can you hear me?
Well, what's happening right now is that UNRWA, whose curriculum we have uncovered, and you can read it at israelbehindthenews.com, is focused on one thing: killing Jews. Now, this is not something which is conspiratorial. We made arrangements with Yasser Arafat. May his name be bleeded from the universe. But anyway, we made arrangements with him many years ago, 26 years ago, to get a hold of the school books of the Palestinian Authority. He readily agreed, and we have a team that goes through the school books, evaluates the teachers. The teachers are mostly Hamas. The school books speak for themselves. The theme of the curriculum is killing Jews and encouraging Arabs to kill Jews. Now, this is not convenient to people in Israel because there's too much money to be made from UNRWA. 450 Israel corporations are invested in UNRWA and make good money from it. The question is, are we a nation of prophets with an F or with a PH? So what's happening right now is that UNRWA is being revived in Gaza, and people in Israel have a certain kind of a not a inability to see what's really going on, and our job is to try to bring light to what's happening. Now, if you ask UNRWA about their education, they'll readily admit what they're doing, and provide us with all of their school books, the leading school book, which is dedicated to the memory of Dalal Mughrabi, who murdered 36 Jews in 1978, has been reissued with a 2025 stamp on it, so people know where it's from. Now, getting anyone in Israel to do anything about this has been impossible. I will continue. Today, we briefed the German embassy. Germany is the leading sponsor of this entity. Our next briefing will be for the Austrian embassy, who are up there amongst the top 20 contributors, and we're up against the Israel Civil Administration, which allows this to happen, and finding Jews who are blind is part of the issue.
I'm finding it difficult to reconcile with you saying the Israelis are supportive of UNRWA rehabilitating itself in Gaza, because every time one read any article over the past 2 years, statements coming out from the Knesset, Benjamin Netanyahu in particular, they were trashing UNRWA, perhaps justifiably so, but this was not an organization that had the support of Israelis or the Israeli establishment.
That's the blindness of people in Israel. Is what speaks for itself. The curriculum remains what it is, and they block it from getting on the media. We've made 26 movies, and we can't get our movies onto any of the four Israel television stations. You can see our material at Israel Behind the News, where it says movies. You can see exactly what we're warning against. This is a disgrace, and that's what we're up against.
I thought that Hillel Neuer's expose at the United Nations linking UNRWA quite directly with complicity in October the 7th had put pay to the support for UNRWA worldwide. At that, no effect?
Nope, it did not have the effect. I mean, we work with Hillel. Hillel's a great guy, but we have not been able to move the Israel Civil Administration, also known as OCOGAT, from their position that UNRWA, that it must be supported. And President Trump is a great supporter of UNRWA. They do it through UNICEF now. When I went to the CENTCOM headquarters.
Why would he be?
Profits are being made. UNRWA takes in $1.6 billion a year from 67 nations. No one knows where the money goes for, except for, of course, education for murder. And that's what's happening. And American companies are making big money from this. That's what interests Trump and his gang. And that's what we have to deal with. Now, if anyone thinks that this is short-sighted, let your Israeli embassy know. Let your Israeli consulate know. Yet people and everything, by the way, every member of Knesset can be reached through the internet. There's a Foreign Relations and Security Committee, which supposedly acts on behalf of Israel in order to oversee these issues. However, people have a tendency to talk to themselves and not talk to policymakers. That's it. This is what brought the October 7 massacre was exactly this attitude. I brought my staff of experts to meet with his security people on September 27, 2023, to warn them that UNRWA was going to explode, and did nothing. And now that Hillel Neuer and other good people have exposed UNRWA even further, they're still doing nothing. So we have to ask Jews who keep anyone, Jews, Christians, Muslims, whatever, anyone who cares about Israel, to raise this issue. In college, we learned an expression: a problem is a problem when someone makes it into a problem. So God bless you that you on your program in South Africa, were able to, get the word out. You know, let my people know.
Do you think that there's any way that UNRWA could be reformed? Because situation, there's a need.
No, they need a firing squad. There is no way that they're going to accept any reform. They think they're doing a good job. And never say the crime doesn't pay. Their operation is making very good money. And there's no accountability for the money, except for the fact that many Arabs are getting wealthy from UNRWA. It's $1.6 billion coming into UNRWA with no accounting.
David, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for your input. That was David Bedin, journalist and founder of the Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for New East Policy Research Center. I just having had that conversation with David, want to emphasize those were David's opinions and those of his organization, certainly not representative of anybody else's. I think to turn around and accuse Israel of being complicit in what UNRWA is doing borders on pretty irresponsible. That's my personal take on this issue, but you heard his very strident views to the contrary.